Okay. It is 7:01 on May 25th, 2022. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act in the Sunshine Law?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Would you all join me in a salute to the flag?
Everybody looks right at me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just want to note that the best dress tonight goes to the mayor.
As often it is not. Before we begin, I do just want to, let's have a moment of silence, I think, for the recent shootings in Buffalo. It's really a horrific tragedy, and especially to see young lives lost. All right, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switwick?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Malloy?
Here. Yeah. Our first item of business this evening is comments from the public. There not being much public, I'll open it to any item that anyone in the public may wish to speak about. Seeing no movement from the public. Close the public comment session, and we'll move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items anyone wishes to have removed from the agenda?
Can I ask a question about an item?
Certainly.
I asked you about that highlighted thing on the bills. Why were things highlighted on that?
Well, they printed out for the entire month, but those were the only items we're being asked to approve.
I understand. Okay, thank
you.
Those were the credit cards.
I had the same question.
Those were the credit card fees.
Yeah, the credit card fees. So they were kind of like, there's one from January. So when you look at the summary, it's just that the highlighted total on the summary.
Okay.
So we're, because I had a question about other things. Like, hold on, we approved that. But tonight, like, I realized, it's not being approved tonight. So it's just the credit card fees.
Okay. Thank you.
What was the one item that it was removed?
The item that was removed was an introduction of an ordinance that is not quite yet ready for public consumption. All right.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you much.
Second.
Thank you much.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes.
Carry.
Thank you much. We'll move to reports. Councilman Glazer?
Yeah, almost nothing. The May 16th planning board was canceled due to lack of applications. There is a meeting scheduled for the 6th of June. I don't know if there's applications. We might have to get some business done, though, like vouchers and such. The Sewage Authority, the next meeting is their monthly meeting to be on June 2nd, and that's all I have.
Excellent. Councilman Kochanowski.
Northumberland Board of Education approved their budget on April 26th, about a month ago. The operating budget is about $61.3 million. And they have an increase in about 220 students, which is about 10%. That's an estimate for this year. And then the tax levy went up 1.7%, and the approximate cost per pupil is $17,500.
That's not bad.
That's my report.
Very good.
I hope we got it right.
I think so. Councilwoman Smith.
Open space met on the 28th, and we're meeting tomorrow. Les is working on the 5K, doing a great job, meeting with the builders and taking care of trail maps, and he's fantastic. Wendy, the bees and the butterflies, they're going on. See my social media posts.
Have you seen the butterflies? I thought the milkweed was there.
I actually saw a monarch butterfly. I spotted it on Sunday.
Congratulations.
So we're going to start trying to document it that way.
That's
but
great.
I'm putting it on the website. I'm trying to reach out to a couple consultants for invasive removal in part of the Wendy Acres site, and I'm having a hard time, so I'm going to enlist the Environmental Commission. I hope they don't mind. Hunting program moving ahead. You saw the Friends of Open Space Properties.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping we get some. We're going to put an ad, I think, in the paper. June 10th. Can I put something? Is that a deadline?
June 10th. June 10th is the deadline for the July, which will come out at the end of June.
Okay, because so. I was hoping to put the green fair ditty in there, and maybe this, if there's room. So
sure.
Keep us in mind.
Sure, yeah.
Waivers, the continuation of volunteers as well as the friends of whatever property they choose. I really want to get electronic waivers because we're handing out papers to, I don't even know if some of these people have.
Do you have a copy of the waiver that you mentioned that Trisha had done?
Yes. So
it's what you did. You're fine with it, I would assume. Do you need
yes. The only issue I had is, and I sent the waivers to everyone to sign, and the office has copies, it was like 2020, 2021. So now, 2022, do we have to be specific to every single year that they have to sign it, or can we just say, here's the waiver, sign it, you can work on these properties?
I think I'd rather get it
a year, every 2 years maybe?
Yeah, let me go back and take a look.
All right. Yeah, I have a copy of it.
If you would send a copy.
I mean, you know, something, yeah, that's the thing, is that, you know, I'm even thinking, like, when I've signed waivers myself. I mean, when I go to the climbing gym and sign the waiver, that's it. I mean, I've signed.
You're done.
Right. It's in perpetuity. It's a one and one and done.
So, if the wording of the waiver itself is clear, that it's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I literally named every single open space property on it. It was very specific. Yeah. Trail maintenance. That's it. Like, not creations.
That sounded back.
In fact, I think I'd rather it not be limited to a specific year. I'd rather be on it.
And I talked to Bonnie from Highbridge, and that theirs is like that, because I want to find out. Because I signed theirs, and I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, well, in fact, if you like theirs, send it to me. I'm happy to look at it.
Yeah, oh, I will. I'll just send it over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And be this out for the rest of the week.
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen until next week at the earliest.
But I also do like the idea if you're thinking about making it digital and. I'm fine with that too. Never.
As long as the language is there.
Well, as long as the language is there and somebody has signed it.
Yeah.
Whatever is the most convenient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Vita doesn't want them. She probably has like 30 waiver papers.
Trisha, how specific do you have to be in digital? Do we need like DocuSign and like that chain of like signatures and stuff? Or like are there specifications or we're kind of more free with that?
I'll have to look, you know. Honestly, I'm not entirely sure, but I don't know that it has to be DocuSign.
DocuSign is one of those software packages. That,
I mean, as long as
they're
not going to disavow it, you know.
Well, that's the beauty of DocuSign. They can't really disavow.
No, but I also just think, I'll look at that.
All right, yeah, I just.
I would like to make it as simple as possible.
Right. I mean, because then you can just do a standard PDF and have them sort of like, you know, do whatever. Like, type their name in a PDF is something that some people do.
I mean, look, when I file court documents, when I use DocuSign, it's, if you type your name here, that's your signature.
Yeah, because you've got that old ethics thing hanging over your head.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's hard to lose my license. There's that.
All right, well, I'll send you what Bonnie has in if you'd like.
Yes, you shouldn't sign your name on those then? Just type your name?
On the waivers?
On any of the documents.
On the DocuSign?
Okay, just golf moving right along. We had a nice turnout last weekend for maintenance. Got a lot done. It's looking light at the end of the tunnel. The Moody Acres subcommittee, it's a lot in open space members, but there's a couple environmental members. So we're going to need to meet fairly soon because there's potential expenditures we might explore for Moody Acres. Environmental signs, which takes me to Environmental Commission. Met May 5th, and we're meeting on June 2nd, and we received the grant. Alex applied for ANJEC, that's one of the grants, $1,500, and that is going to be towards the Windy Acres Environmental Education signage. So that's another reason why the Windy Acres subcommittee has to meet, because the signs were how much money last year? I don't even know how much they're going to cost this year. Everything's doubling.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I'm crossing my fingers on that. Let's see. So Alex really spearheaded that, and we thank her for that. And we're going to start looking for talking about bulk tree planting and the super renewables, which I already mentioned. Green Team, we received a $2,000 grant. Mario and I went on Monday. It was College of New Jersey from ENG and Sustainable New Jersey. So we're going to basically be using that money, and what he applied for was promotional materials for our Green Fair and the car show on July 9th from 11 to 2.
When is that again?
July. That would be great. This is also going to be taking place during the food truck event.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making sure that our signage is going to be very clear that if you want beer and wine, you go here. And if you want to see electric cars, go there. And I just don't want to make it difficult for Tom because he's organizing all that. The Sustainable New Jersey Green Team, we made our submission on Friday. Mario got everything together. He did a fantastic job. I just want everybody to know that each member really had an integral part in this. Everyone had something to do, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud of everyone. Everybody did a phenomenal job. Bronze is 150 points, and we submitted 210.
Great.
So I think it's 300 for silver, so that's I think. So we'll hear back in July, see what we got, and submit in August. And then if there's another issue, then we'll submit again in November, and hopefully for bronze. I think we have a really – it's a hard thing to do to get certified the first year. There's a big learning curve. Mm-hmm. Talk to the Heidrich folks. They're like, it's going to take a while. And with their help and the dedication of every member on Green Team, I think we might get it.
And Mario's dogged leadership.
Holy smokes. That this grant for $2,000 wouldn't happen without his help. He actually did. It was his initiative to apply. And he's the one that actually got everything together. And if we get the bronze award, I mean, as I said, everybody played an integral part, but he really led the show. And we really appreciate his volunteerism.
Very good. Great job on all three committees.
Yeah.
Very active. Good.
Yep.
Council President Strauss.
Yes, Clinton Township Board of Ed, their meeting is next Wednesday. I had reached out for the president but did not hear back from her. Historical Preservation, their June meeting is next week as well, same. I did not receive a report back from the chair as I was away for their May meeting. However, I did see the email about one of their members resigning.
So we have an open.
Open, correct. Public Safety, I did speak with Chief DeRosa. Some daily operations, promotions, some swearing in next week, I understand, on the fleet, and the two vehicles are getting approved tonight. Did speak with Chief Emery, and I know you saw the email that the that hose that failed was not warranted.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Yeah, so.
Too bad.
Yeah. As I reported last time, the mayor and I met with Chief Sahara from Lebanon, and we're working out some issues there with the rescue squad, and an email from Chief Setnicki about his funds.
Yep. Advancing.
Right. And tomorrow night is the LEPC meeting for
OEM.
Okay,
good.
And we'll talk to you offline about some of the issues over at the property next to the firehouse not being maintained.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's it.
And just on the police front, I heard from Superintendent Stager at the middle school, not the middle school, but at CTSD,
mm-hmm.
just thanking me. Chief DeRosa proactively reached out yesterday before she even had a chance to call after yesterday's events. So
great.
She was very, very grateful for his communication.
For him. Mm-hmm.
So good job. All right. From my perspective, on the Recreation Committee, we had a meeting on Monday, discussed access to the bathrooms and still trying to get some way to get remote access, or not remote access, but to have it on the schedule so that they can be accessed during the day. Otherwise, somebody has to be there with the key, which can be logistically challenging. Given our decision essentially to keep Field of Dreams alive as long as possible, but invest in replacing it really at Marukian.
Mm-hmm.
There was some money left in the budget for recreation improvements and capital.
There was. We put some aside.
And we had tasked Tom with providing plans for improvements, not just for the Marukian, which he's working on,
mm-hmm.
but also what can we add at a reasonable cost to really improve the playground at Bottom?
Yeah.
So if it's amenable, I'll have the clerk distribute some of those concepts.
I mean, how much money do we need to leave aside to keep Field of Dreams alive, though?
Does that, I don't think that would come out of capital. And to keep it alive, It would be.
But if it doesn't come out of capital, do we have money in other expenses?
Nominal.
If it's nominal.
Nominal maintenance. No.
Oh, if it's just nominal, then it's nominal. Not an issue. I thought it would be something bigger, like doing a lot of sanding and removal and replacement.
There would be a lot of, in order to put a Band-Aid on it, there would be a lot of effort required.
Yeah.
Thousands of man hours volunteered.
Right.
Plus about $75,000 in material costs.
Right.
And it would yield about 3 to 5 years of additional life.
Right.
So in the scheme of things, not really that worth the investment. So as it stands now, about a month ago we pulled one piece of equipment out because it was in danger of collapse.
Got it.
Repaired another.
Okay.
It was the chains on the...
So DPW was spit and glue.
On the bridge,
okay.
The chains were rusted out.
Okay.
So they replaced the chains.
All right.
So that sort of stuff we can keep doing. But hopefully the transition will...
Right.
And on that front, I've been communicating with the business administrator from Immaculate Conception, so everybody's on the same page and knows, because we do have a lease for that piece of property,
right.
Knows where we're going with it. So that progresses, but if at some point I think it would be good for council to see the plans, and it would, the amount of money that would be proposed to be invested at Brunt Park would be roughly what was set aside in the capital budget.
Okay.
So food for thought. Pickleball, there are fairly successful programs right now going on. I drive by, it is busy.
Mm-hmm.
They put some windscreens up, which actually look pretty good. I thought they'd be horrible and opaque, but they're nice. But they're working on different programs and trying to figure out who's going to run going forward. Different ones, so we'll see hopefully more to come on that. And then obviously the food truck festival is coming up,
mm-hmm.
and Summer Rec, they have 200 kids signed up for Summer Rec, so it'll be a good...
Where is that this year? Is that fun?
It's going to be a fun park.
So on the rec point, I did ask Vita and Tom, given that we were hit with all the credit card fees for the rec trust, I asked him to make sure that we're somehow including that in user fees, because they add up to 3%.
Mm-hmm.
If they're coming out of our trust without being recovered, it's a problem. But so I don't have an answer yet. I just want you guys to know that's an open point to be considered.
Okay. Well,
it should be built in. I don't know that it is. We can't deplete the trust from the user.
No.
That's sort of my question. I would
think there's enough to cover it. For sure.
Forever that won't happen, though. Because what happens is I have experience in some other activities I do that over time these really suck the lifeblood out of the trust.
Yeah.
Because it's 3%, they go up a little bit every year. It's like death by 1,000 cuts. So we just need to make sure we're contemplating it, and someday in the future we need to introduce it as part of the fee. Because some people pay by e-check or something else, and we don't attract the fee.
True. I think we do that with taxes. If you pay taxes by check, there's no fee. But if you do it by credit card, you also have to pay the service fee.
And I don't know that we do that for... And it's funny, I have a question I know you asked me about the courts, the same question, whether we can do that there, because we're hit with thousands of dollars.
The court is completely separate.
I know.
Yeah, that's more a question for Lynn.
Because it's being driven completely by... But it's thousands of dollars in fees.
Yeah. We may have no control.
No, I know. That's the issue.
Yeah. On the personnel front, we are working on finalizing a few hires. We have some very good candidates. We have two that we want to bring on for seasonal help.
Oh, great.
And we have at least one, I think, for the open full-time position. So hopefully we'll finish DPW.
Oh, great.
So hopefully we'll finish the background checks and all that other administrative effort to bring it here, get us resumes, and be able to move on it.
So what's the process once they're hired? How long is it going to take before we can put them to work?
Once we pass the resolution, they can probably start on Monday. I mean, that's
really? Okay.
Typically, right? Mm-hmm. You pass the resolution, start pretty quick.
Oh, you want them tomorrow?
Well, we can't do it. We didn't pass the resolution. And then two things. One is, as you all saw, we took the ordinance introduction off for the minor site plan review process. We have promised it'll be on for the next one. We will also have, for the next meeting, an ordinance. I think, are they both ordinances for the old municipal building?
Yeah.
is the tax abatement is, but is the...
Yes, the tax abatement.
They must post. So there will be a tax abatement that we had agreed to as part of the redevelopment.
Right-of-way vacation, that's going to be done by right-of-way.
And the vacation of Washington Street. Both ordinances for introduction at our next meeting. This because the subdivision has been recorded.
God.
We are now in the process of, hopefully by within the next 2 weeks, transferring the property to its new owner.
Now that we actually have a tax lot to transfer.
But we're able to transfer it.
Yes.
So there may be some timing issues with the
ordinance. Yeah, we just have to
the ordinance.
Now it's just the logistics of the...
By the end of June, we should completely...
Yes. Yeah.
And then when he is titled, he can start doing something.
Correct.
Praise God.
Let's just...
Good news. Finally.
Until everything has closed, been vacated, et cetera, premature to return.
He has also submitted for his permits. I don't know if he's gotten them yet, but he's probably hasn't gotten them because he doesn't own them. He has submitted for the building.
Let's just hope there are no hiccups. No further hiccups.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years of hiccups.
That's great.
This is close enough. All right. That is all that I have. We'll move now to public hearings. The first public hearing is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Section 198-26 of the Code of the Township of Clinton pertaining to the community garden. This is just stripping out the existing code because we aren't collecting fees anymore. We don't want to collect fees anymore. The garden club is collecting fees.
We've talked about it a couple of times over the past year.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to add.
We got this.
All right. Anybody from the public who wishes to come forward and opine on this? Okay. Closing the public hearing. If that's the case, may I ask for a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you much. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blaker.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switla.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
And Mayor Moore.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Our last public hearing is an ordinance appropriating $58,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for equipment for the Department of Public Works within the Township of Clinton and the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Contemplating the budget.
So
equipment will be deemed necessary.
I'll open the public hearing. I'll close the public hearing. And may I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
And Mayor Moore.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a resolution authorizing the purchase from Gentilini Motors for the purchase of one new patrol vehicle from state contract number 20-Fleet-01393, not to exceed amount of $32,000. It's a police car.
Yeah.
We need police cars.
With lights.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the lights part. That comes right. Later.
Yeah,
that's later. So the ones later for lights are for both cars or just one car? That's why it's a little unclear. I think it's for one car, right?
I believe it should be for one car because
right.
The typical cost is about $55,
$56. Yeah, so one of the cars is more of an administrative vehicle.
One is a patrol vehicle. One is an administrative
vehicle. Again, both were contemplated and discussed during the budget. I think we were in agreement that they were fine. We already approved one car earlier this year. This kind of completes the acquisitions for the year.
Yeah.
Unless there's some... act of God with another car, which let's hope not.
All right.
I'll make the motion.
Thanks.
I'll second it.
Perfect.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes. Next is a resolution awarding service agreement to Whitmoyer Ford Incorporated for the purchase of one patrol vehicle, not to exceed an amount of $35,000. I believe this is said administrative vehicle. They're both patrol vehicles. One of them is the
I think this was the Explorer, which is the, So I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Perfect. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes. Now we have resolution authorizing the purchase from East Coast Lighting for proper lighting equipment for patrol vehicles from State contract number 17-Fleet-00719, not to exceed amount of $17,000. Again, this is the lights and sirens and bells and whistles.
Great. And I'll make the motion.
I'll say it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now we have a resolution authorizing the purchase from WatchGuard Video of assorted supplies for a camera system for a vehicle from state contract number 17-fleet-00793, not to exceed amount of $7,200. Cameras for said vehicles.
Conversation?
They're great. They really do come out pretty well.
And it's a requirement. I'll make a motion.
Second.
This is getting repetitive.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes. Now we have a litany of promotions.
Yeah.
I'll begin with the resolution authorizing the promotion of Sergeant Jeffrey Glennon to Lieutenant. Before we begin all of these promotions, the process began around January when it was posted. We did all through our process, the ordinance and the processes and everything else.
Yep.
For the lieutenants, Council President Strauss, myself, Administrator Mekovitz, and Chief DeRosa met with the prospective candidates, conducted interviews. The chief did his interviews, and these are the end results. For the sergeant positions, that process was internal, and the administrative division commanders, I think, were the ones who conducted some of the interviews along with the chief.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the cream of the crop.
Right. This is in accordance with the personnel manual that we adopted earlier in the year. So.
Correct. Yeah. So that being said, I don't know if you have anything else you'd like
to say. No, it was a learning experience to be a part of that process, and I'm glad that they're moving forward with it and getting the proper people in place so they can continue to grow.
Good. With that being said, would you like to make a motion?
Sure. Make a motion.
May I have a second?
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Smith?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes. Next is the resolution authorizing the promotion of Sergeant Harry Bugal to Lieutenant. May I have a motion for that?
I'll move.
Second.
Do you have a second?
No.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a resolution authorizing the promotion of Patrolman Mumir Latif to Sergeant.
And I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes.
Okay.
Last, we have a, I believe it's the last one. Last, we have a resolution authorizing the promotion of Patrolman Joseph Sangiovanni to Sergeant.
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. Harley, you should just record that playback.
My first getting drunk.
Mine too. All right, we now have three last remaining resolutions not related to promotions. First is a resolution authorizing the purchase of a compressor and tools from Sourcewell Co-op, contract number 041719-ACC, not to exceed amount of $21,909. I believe this to be related to the prior ordinance we did for DPW.
100% is.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy?
Yes. And next we have a resolution authorizing the purchase of a 20-ton tag-along air brake trailer from ESC Co-op, contract number 18-19-25, not to exceed amount of $33,462.34.
What exactly is that item?
This item is...
No, I read it. I just can't.
It's an air brake trailer. So this is related to the road improvements that they want to make.
It is, and I'm forgetting all the details. I knew we talked about it at the budget time. Vita would probably remember.
Vita would know the details better than I, but it is equipment that Jay has requested.
For road improvement, right?
Road
okay.
Improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, and it helps there's them do the smaller mill and pay.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. No,
Yeah.
All right. In that case, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
May I have a second?
Second.
Very good.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Last, we have a resolution authorizing payment of plaintiff's court costs and attorney's fees in litigation filed under the Open Public Records Act. I'll do a brief intro, and then Ms. Cecil, if you will, help finish the job. Essentially, an OPR request was filed to the police department. Through the process, records were, well, portions of records were withheld and probably should not have been. As a result, the requestor went straight to court, filed a complaint. Upon review, we realized we should have provided said records. Said records were then provided. The court filing was withdrawn, and we were only held liable for court costs.
And attorney's
fees. And attorney. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, and attorney's fees for the plaintiff.
And this is the amount they would have sort of statutorily gotten had they made a complaint.
Frankly, I've seen attorneys bid far more.
Okay.
This was, with the statute under the Open Public Records Act, it's not discretionary. If you're the prevailing party,
right,
you automatically get your costs and attorney's fees. The attorney's fees have to be reasonable. And there's no, there's no rate or anything that's set forth in the statute. It's right. Sort of like what that person's kind of prevailing rate would be. What struck me here, I know the attorney who was representing the plaintiff. He's always been very reasonable and worked with municipalities. What struck me here was the overwhelming majority of the work was done by somebody at a much lower hourly rate than
always
his. There was a couple hours of his time in there at the higher rate, but the vast majority of the work was done by someone in his office who billed at a much lower hourly rate, mm-hmm. which, certainly tells me that that's reasonable. This is not someone who was trying to pad the bills and extract money out of the municipality.
And our analysis was that we fought it. We would have spent legal fees internally
and externally and
court costs, and we would have lost.
Yeah. No, I think we got lucky here that we had a very reasonable attorney on the other side that enabled us to get out of this.
So, just to quickly process with, he went to court. I thought there was like a commission they go to for OPRA stuff.
It's optional. There's the Government Records Council or court. Government Records Council, when the statute was first adopted, was contemplated to be like the quick path.
Yeah.
And quicker than the courts. It's turned out to be the other way around.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it's pretty bogged down and it takes a while to get through the GRC process. But yeah, they have the option.
Okay.
Nobody has any further questions? I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moynihan?
Yes.
Can we reiterate to the administrator that we need to make sure we're complying with these requests?
That
to pay these fees?
Would need to be reiterated.
That's
been had.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Any final public comments? Member of the public, members of the public, nothing, the movement. All right. Close the public comment session, and we will entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purposes stated on the agenda. For the record, pending litigation, Country Club Drive Associates, LLC versus Clinton Township Sewerage Authority et al., and it is unknown when the matters discussed will be disclosed, and we will not be taking action after we come out of executive session.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a short leap. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Bowen?
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah. Time is 8:01. We have returned from executive session. And we will take no action. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
President Strauss?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Yeah.